We're doing the laws of Shabbos. We're discussing borer, separating food from non-food, or separating the desired from the non-desired. So you have to have a mixture in order for it to be borer, right? If I have this book here and those books there, there's no borer here. Obviously, it's not a mixture. It's permissible to peel fruits on Shabbos. When you're peeling a fruit, let's say you're peeling an orange, so the peel is not eaten, right? You're not going to eat the orange peel. Nonetheless, that's permissible. You'll say, but I'm taking off the waste from the food. Let's say I'm peeling a pomegranate, so I'm taking off the peel from the fruit. But that's still permissible because this is the way we eat pomegranates. This is the way we eat watermelon. Or this is the way we eat an orange. So that's okay. You're also allowed to use a knife. They said you don't use a specialized instrument, but a knife is okay. That's not a specialized instrument. You're allowed to use a knife to peel food. He sticks in a point here. He says, don't use a peeler. And I mentioned to you last semester that Rav Feinstein held that a peeler is permissible. We don't view a peeler as a specialized instrument. We just view it as a knife that's shaped differently. I also mentioned that here in Israel, this opinion of Rav Feinstein was not accepted. And anyways, here in Israel, many people eat their vegetables not peeled. Carrots, they serve you, they wash them, they don't peel them. They don't peel cucumbers. If you're going to use a peeler on Shabbos, your host might wonder. But that opinion is not well known here in Israel. But you should know, that's what Rav Feinstein held, that a peeler is permissible to use on Shabbos. Yes?
Is it okay in halacha that, like Rav Moshe Feinstein says this, that you know, we could use a peeler, but I heard somewhere that he also says you can't use liquid soap.
Right.
So can we use liquid soap and the peeler?
It's a good question. You should choose a rabbi and go with him. Meaning, I try to do the things in my house like Rav Moshe Feinstein. So in my house, we don't use liquid soap unless it's diluted. Meaning, there are two ways that Rav Feinstein held you could use liquid soap. But again, this opinion was not accepted. Most people do use liquid soap on Shabbos. Rav Feinstein held that you could use liquid soap either by diluting it before Shabbos, which is what we do. The problem is that my little ones discovered that that's a fun thing to do. So you're laughing. Every time they unscrew the cap when we're not looking, and they just turn on the water and watch it get diluted. And then you try using the soap. When you guys were by our house a month and a half ago, I didn't realize there was no liquid soap. It was all water. I was in the Shabbos, and suddenly I went to use that sink, and I saw that all Shabbos long, you guys didn't have soap. I apologized at the end of Shabbos. So there's another thing that Rav Feinstein said you could do. Meaning the idea was it's a problem because you remember last night we discussed that you're not supposed to flatten something out. So if you take liquid soap and you add water to it, then once as you're adding water to it and washing your hands, you're flattening it out more. So that's what Rav Feinstein held was not permissible. The other thing you could do is put on the liquid soap on your hands first. So if you're not using water, you're just smearing it on your hands, that's okay. Then you put your hands under the water and the water washes off the soap. And that's okay. So these two things, by the way, I don't think are written in the responsa. When I spoke to his grandson told me that when there was an outbreak of hepatitis in the Lower East Side, so people came to Rav Feinstein and said, you know, there's hepatitis going around and some of us forgot to dilute our liquid soap on Shabbos. So then he said, okay, these are two ways you could do it. You could either dilute it before Shabbos or put it on and then let the water rinse it off. The second way of doing it is not recommended in the winter. Because in the winter, you have to leave your hands under the water for a long time to wash off all the soap. And then hands can get really dry in the winter. So that's why it's not so recommended in the winter. Okay, coming back to here. So your question was, can I go with Rav Feinstein on one thing and not go with him on another? You should have a rabbi and go with your rabbi on all things. And then you shouldn't have that problem. You're right, because otherwise you could pick and choose, you know. Rabbi Feinstein had certain leniencies that he was famous for, and he had many more stringencies that people don't even know. So I'm saying, you're right, that it would end up being funny that way. Okay, so we said things that are a part of the process of eating are okay. So if I want to eat pistachios, and I'm going to break the pistachios in my hand, that's okay. If I want to eat sunflower seeds and I'm going to break open the shell and discard the shell and eat the seed, that's okay. That's part of the way, that's how we eat it. So that's okay. But that means it's only okay when I'm doing it as part of the meal. What happens if I want to peel pistachios for tomorrow morning's meal? So that I wouldn't be able to do. I could do it in the kitchen. I can peel the pistachios and put them on a salad and then serve the salad. That's okay because that's adjacent to the meal. But I would not be able to do it 3-4 hours beforehand. Okay, so he takes this another step. He says you shouldn't peel onions or eggs until it's adjacent to the meal. For that reason, he takes it that step too.